To put it mildly, Arnold Schwarzenegger's entry into the governor's race throws plans of California Democrats into disarray. But was that part of his plan all along? Joining us now is Slate's Mickey Kaus, who writes the mostly political weblog, Kaus Files. Mickey, people close to Arnold, as we say in journalism, have been sending signals that the actor would not run for governor. You don't think that was an accident?
No, it wasn't an accident. It was a brilliant misdirection play on the part of Arnold Schwarzenegger. But I think part of it might have been deceiving his aides. I think the aides may have really thought he wasn't going to run, and only he, Arnold, knew he really was. So that's the best way to keep a secret, is not to tell anybody. So I think the aides may genuinely have been deceived. It had the effect of maybe faking Dianne Feinstein, who was the most popular Democrat, out of the race.
The senator, she had been urged to get in this race so there would be a Democratic alternative if the governor is recalled.
Well, that's right. And she made her decision not to get into the race, probably assuming that Schwarzenegger wouldn't get in himself because everybody thought he was going to stay out. So she gets out of the race, and all of a sudden he jumps in, and he doesn't have to run against her. He's going to run against a gaggle of much less popular, less well-known Democrats.
There is this odd kind of political arrangement here where Arnold Schwarzenegger and Dianne Feinstein, even though they're in opposite parties, were sort of friendly with one another.
Right. Well, that's part of Schwarzenegger's appeal. He seems to be friendly with everyone. On The Tonight Show last night, he praised Daryl Issa, who's on the far right, and he praised Hillary Clinton, who is a hate figure for the far right. So that is clearly one of the reasons he's such a formidable candidate, because he seems to know everybody.
On your blog this morning, you write about whether or not Senator Feinstein should now say, you know, things look different this morning. I think I'm going to... What's the thinking there?
I think there'll be heavy pressure on her to do just that, because the name of the game here is to only have one candidate. If you have one candidate and the other party splits their vote among three candidates, you're going to win. So it looks like Schwarzenegger is going to be a strong Republican, and the Democrats, unless Feinstein comes in and knocks everybody else out, are going to be split. And that looks very bad for the Democrats, unless they can get one strong candidate to unite behind.
We should just mention that, as kind of bewildering as events have been in the last day, there's also a state Supreme Court case. All this could be over by tomorrow, and the fun would be gone.
Well, that's right. This afternoon, the Supreme Court could say, look, we're canceling the second part of the election where all these candidates are running. It's just an up-and-down vote on Gray Davis. Not much fun. And sorry, Arnold, but your election isn't going to happen. I don't think they'll do that, but there's a good chance they will.
Ah.